claim to have any looks, but this kind of things must be important, 'cause somebody ripped out my page in your telephone book. I want a warm heart. WMFO Medford. Good afternoon and welcome to the Voicemobile here at Tufts University. All right, so get us started off on this chilly day. Chilly, huh? Cold day. At least the wind has died down a little bit, but I guess we're in for some snow probably over the weekend. Hopefully it won't be too disruptive. All right, here we go. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice.
When I think about you, the first time I saw you, I remember the moment when I knew that you were the one. Yes, I think about you. And the love How you warm my Decembers like summers are warm by the sun. I need you. Beside me. Just wouldn't be right, all alone every night. When I think about you and the times that we've been through, then I know there'll be nobody else in my world. I'd be drifting along with the blues for a song. Once in a while I think of your smile when you're not around. Then I start into smiling myself when I think about you. Yes, I start into smiling myself when I think about you. Thank you.
Okay, that was Bill Frisell, and it's a new CD called Guitar in the Space Age. It's very interesting. He's a world-renowned guitarist, known mostly for jazz. So I'm going to share with you some of the material that came with this CD. It's a quote, "May you never hear surf music again," from Jimi Hendrix. "Space is the place," Sun Ra. Just when you think you've got a guitarist, composer Bill Frisell all figured out, confident in your expectations, this American original shakes things up with a heretofore unexpected glimpse into those layers of consciousness which inform his rootsy, inclusive, oh-so-personal style of musical outreach. Because while Bill Frisell is capable of routinely navigating the most harrowing essence into the outer reaches of the improvisational ionosphere without ever once flinching, there emerge at regular intervals suggestions of something more childlike and elemental, a sensibility which revels in expressions of earnest, unadorned directness, the aesthetic poetry of an impressionistic painter who was unafraid to distill things down to their most folkish, heartfelt essence. This is quite interesting. "There's something about being the age I'm at now," reflects this iconic guitar hero. "I turned 63 this past spring, and after playing for more than 50 years, it just feels right to once again play some of the music which shaped my consciousness during my formative years, even to play some of it for the first time, and maybe get it right." Guitar in the Space Age isn't really an exercise in nostalgia, but about a recommitment to keep learning, to firm up the foundation, and to showcase one of the best bands I've ever had. As a baby boomer who came of age in the 1950s and 1960s, there's an undeniably autobiographical bent to the tenor and tone of the repertoire which Frisell explores on Guitar in the Space Age. Along with longtime collaborators Greg Lights, pedal, steel, and electric guitar, Tony Scher on acoustic bass and electric bass guitar, and Kelly Wollison on drums and vibraphone, collectively they imbue this recording with all of the precision, elegance, and swing of the modern jazz quartet. And the "we always solo, we never solo" ebb and flow of Weather Report, let alone the Little Red Corvette twangorama of the Ventures, the Byrds, Blind Faith, the Allman Brothers, and a thousand other twin guitar bands. Because as a triumphant post-war America entered into a giddy period of prosperity and growth, suggesting the dynamic vitality of its veterans and the limitless potential of their children, an era that was bookmarked by James Dean and Elvis Presley on one hand, embodying the ascent of youth culture and rock and roll, and the moon landing on the other in the wake of the atomic bomb, the civil rights struggle, the assassination of the Kennedy brothers, Malcolm X and Dr. King, and the twin body blows of Vietnam and Watergate. It also marked an end to our collective innocence. It was the space age, and there was all of this optimism, Bill recalls. Growing up as a kid in the early 60s, it seemed as if anything was possible. The future was going to be so great. But at the same time, there was a serious sense of fear. The Cold War, duck and cover, the civil rights struggle, Vietnam was on the way. So while there was something really liberating and empowering about coming of age during that time, there was also a lot of darkness. It just had to leave a mark on you. And in retrospect, nothing was quite as liberating and empowering as the music of that era, powered as it was by the emerging dominance of the electric guitar in popular culture, particularly one influential model, as perfected by a visionary veteran of the old radio industry, Leo Fender. Back in 1950, this country and western Henry Ford translated his love for lap steel guitars in general and Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys in particular into the first mass-produced solid-body electric guitar. What an enduring hot rod jalopy the Fender Telecaster has been. The very instrument Frisell plays throughout Guitar in the Space. Oh, that's nice. While Lights plays a Fender Jazzmaster while doubling hypnotically on slide and the pedal steel guitar. Surf music as distilled by Frizzell and Company, defined as it was by the sparkling twang and spooky reverb of Leo Fender's iconic guitars and amplifiers, somehow seems both more dangerous and more romantic than at its inception. But then, maybe it always was. And while the catch-a-wave little deuce coupe pop culture of Southern California held but a passing allure for the adolescent Bill Frizzell and Greg Lights, their emotional connection to the look and sound of those way cool Fender guitars and amplifiers endures to this very day. Well, it goes on. I mean, this is really quite a lot of information about this very interesting release. Now, years back when I lived in Oregon, I was at a little club, I can't tell you the name of it, but Bill Frizzell was doing a gig there, just himself, on acoustic guitar, and it was wonderful, and he was the sweetest. So that was the only time, I think, that I got to hear him play. I don't think I ever got to hear him play in a group. So, let's see, we're going to go now to something else. Also, I don't know if anybody out there got to go to the Dutch Masters at the MFA. I went last week before it closed. It was absolutely a stunning exhibition. It was highlighting the class distinctions in Holland, featuring Rembrandts and Vermeers and other artists. Paintings were absolutely magnificent, and what it showed of the life in Holland was just, it was amazing. I hope some of you got to see that. It was really a once-in-a-lifetime exhibit. There were things from all over the world, including a donated or lent very beautiful picture of Vermeer from Her Majesty the Queen of England. So, yeah, I hope some of you got to go to that. I know somebody that I work with, the nurse there, went twice. I wish I had gone twice because there was more than you could take in one viewing. Anyway, there are fabulous museums, big and small, in the greater Boston area. So I don't always do that, but after having gone to this exhibition, I'm going to try to do it more often. Okay, so there we have that.
Good night.
love Irene. God knows I do. I love her till the seas run dry. If Irene should ever turn me down, I'd take morphine and die. Stop rambling, stop your gambling, stop staying out all night. Go home to your wife and your baby and stay by your fireside bright.
Thank you.
The Dave Holland Quintet. That could have gone on a lot longer for my blood. That was beautiful. Playing on that, first of all, it's from a CD called Not For Nothing. And actually, I just saw a rather lengthy interview of his on Facebook. Very interesting. So Chris Potter on soprano, alto, and tenor sax. Robin Eubanks on trombone and cowbell. Steve Nelson on vibraphone and marimba. Billy Kilson on drums and Dave Holland on double bass. The song was called Billows of Rhythm here at WMFO at Tufts University. You are listening to The Voice Mobile, and I am your host, Joyce the Voice. Happy to be here today. So I want to tell you that Dana Westover, who's been doing sound for many, many years at Johnny D's, is doing a gig at the Flora Cafe in Arlington, January 21st. And he's also going to be promoting some shows. They're winding down. I think March is going to be the last gigs at Johnny D's. We were in there to hear Cheryl Wheeler, and what a great, great concert it was. So anyway, Dana Westover at the Flora Cafe in Arlington, January 21st. I told him I would make mention of that. Okay, so let's see. Ah, before that, Good Night Irene, and you won't believe that was on the Cross-Eyed Heart disc by none other than Keith Richards. I really liked it. So here we go with some more tunes here on the Voice Mobile, WMFO Medford.
The songs of yesterday, String of Pearls, Elmer's tune, Midnight at the Starlight, Haunted Ballroom, long ago, so they say, all the big bands used to play, My Romance, Love and Bloom, Midnight at the Starlight, Haunted Ballroom, Gene Krupa beating on the drums. Tommy Dorsey playing the side trombone. Glenn Miller put you in the mood with a song, and Satchmo got up and blew on his horn. One more song, maestro, please. One more waltz before we leave. Caravan, Paper Moon, Midnight at the Starlight, Haunted Ballroom. Mm-hmm. trombone. Glenn Miller put you in the mood with a song and sad smoke. Song, maestro, please. One more waltz before we leave. Caravan, paper moon, midnight at the starlight, haunted ballroom.
Okay, that was Bo and Bill Winokur Band. Getting Some Fun Out of Life is the name of the disc, and the song is A Starlight Haunted Ballroom. They perform Saturday nights in Brookline, and I'm forgetting the name of the restaurant, but if you Google Bo and Bill Winokur, you will find it. They're great players and a real treasure. So here's an important announcement from Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Be a Big Brother or Big Sister volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big simply means sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone else once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or a little sister aged 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Public service message from the folks here at WMFO. Right.
And you can kiss the green.
Claudia Schmidt, and I misspoke earlier when I said I had been to a concert at Johnny D's. It was Claudia Schmidt who came to perform, and she just was spectacular. She has lots of CDs out. Go check out her website, Claudia Schmidt. She's the real deal. Great voice, great poet, incredible musician. Just, it was a great evening at Johnny D's. Okay, here we go with some more music here on the Voicemobile.